Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. And before we begin, I just need to tell you guys, I am eating because I just finished working out and it was a rough one. Today, I'm going to talk about how my mental health has improved. I'm going to give you some updates on my therapy. I'm also going to talk about how the fact that I'm training differently has completely changed my mindset, and it also has changed the way I view fitness, and it has really helped me decide how I'm going to have a relationship with fitness moving forward. And before you may be like, well, I'm not really interested in that, I promise you right now, the ability and the strength, the mental strength that I've gained to be able to trust and believe in myself is next level right now. And so I really wanted to share it with you, and I know that a lot of you will get a lot out of this. So get ready to trust and believe in mental health, in mental fitness, in physical fitness, and how to change your relationship with fitness.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
First, I'll say I will be eating that food. So you have to act like we're at dinner together or we're at lunch together, because I really need to eat because I have another workout to do later. I want to start by saying that a lot of you know that in the beginning of the year, before I even knew I was going to have surgery, I said, I'm going to meet myself where I am. What I meant by that is I purposely was going to stop trying to lose weight. Being in the fitness industry, the first thing that you think about is weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. And obviously, you've seen tons of my commercials where people have gotten incredible results, but most people were and still are celebrating weight loss. And what's really interesting about that is the fact that we live in a country where so many people get to the point where they have to lose weight. And I'm not talking about the 5 pounds that you gain throughout the day, or the maybe 5 to 7 pounds that you gain throughout the winter because maybe you're less active. I'm talking about the fact that we have, and I was one of them, this is how I started the fitness journey from gaining 50 pounds, that there is such an abundance of people that need to lose weight. And it's very important for me to say, I know that our lifestyles have a lot to do with that. And I'm not talking about the lifestyle and the way that you eat. I feel that there's an imbalance between work life, home life, personal life, your needs, wants, and desires. I think there's a complete imbalance. And so for some reason, we are trained to wake up and go to work and work for somebody. And you were hired, for the most part, to say, oh, you know, we think 40 hours a week when you're really working 60 or 70. And so you are completely putting yourself in last place. Now, even those of you who are waking up and working out every day, a lot of times you still gain weight. Those of you who go to the gym, a lot of times we still gain weight. And I want to say that while I have really amazing friends like Max Lugavere, Sean Stevenson, like these people who really give you great gems and write incredible books about food and nutrition and dieting, and I know that's a really big problem, but I believe that one of the biggest roots to the problem why we don't eat healthier And why we feel like we have to lose weight is because I feel we are putting ourselves last. And that's why I decided that I really wanted to meet myself where I am this year, because I just was sick and tired of complaining to Scott a couple of years ago before the pandemic, really saying, I need to be 188 pounds. I need to be 190 pounds before this event. Like, this is what's going to make me feel good. This is, and it was so much on a number. And I realized that even in my job, even though fitness is my career, I was still putting myself last in fitness. I was working out, playing tennis, which I absolutely love, and I get so much from it. But most of the time when I was working out to create something for you. And even when I was rehearsing for my body workouts and my Let's Get Up workouts, I'm giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. While my body might be looking really good, mentally, it was like just in the wrong place. And so I just want to say that if you're out there and you're overworked and underpaid, meaning not underpaid in cash, but if you're overworked and you're underpaid in giving yourself time and giving yourself like stress freedom, I know that has to be a really big reason why maybe you have gained weight and you're eating the way you eat, and that's why you feel like you want to lose weight. I want to just be on the side of the fact that you are not lazy. You are not wanting to work out. I just feel like there's no time. I feel like we haven't been able to build in time. So why am I talking about all that? Well, the minute I had surgery and I was sitting on the couch with an ice machine on my arm, and I literally had to sleep up like this with like a little bit of incline, you know, just like this, I said to myself, you have to be like, I really can't do anything. When I got my appendix out, when I pulled my calf muscle, when I got wrist surgery, all of those things, it was something I could do. I could work around something. I could swim with this. I could ride a bike with this. I could do all this stuff. I can push a little harder. And there was a point at which when I got shoulder surgery, I literally couldn't do nothing. And yeah, some of you saw me on a bike. I did that for sanity. I wasn't like able to jump and do intense stuff. I just had to move just because I had surgery. And they were like, you either have to walk every day or do something. But it was the first time where I really had to put my full fitness in the background. When I say all that to say is, I'm just cut to the chase. It felt amazing. It was the best thing that could happen to me. Not being able to work out for 6 to 8 weeks was the best thing to ever happen to my fitness. And in addition to that, I said, well, if I'm not going to beat myself up for working out and rehearsing for these workouts, I'm also going to take time off from my job and I'm going to give myself a full reset, which is why in the Unity community, I developed Start Here Challenge, and we're doing walks weekly because I feel like we put this pressure on ourselves to not slow down. So I will say first and foremost that having not had the obligation to teach live classes, which means 4 a month, but if you know anything about me, if I have 4 classes, I'm rehearsing them each at least 4 times. So I'm doing 16 workouts leading up to that. That's what I do. And so all that energy is going out of my body. I'm not getting anything. And so in this time off, I was able to literally enjoy. I think it was really interesting that throughout that process, I think I gained, for the first 6 weeks, I think I only gained like 7 pounds. You know, I wasn't eating horrible, even though I said I was going to have a dry season. But I wasn't eating horribly. I was fine. And here's the thing. Prior to that, if it was like years ago, I would have been really stressed out that I'm going to gain some weight. But because I said prior to having surgery, I was like, I'm going to meet myself where I am. It felt really great. I was like, this is it. I don't care. I think what was really great was from physical therapists. They were like, it's really amazing how the fact that you've been working out all these years and staying consistent in your fitness, your body shape and your muscles, they're still dense. So there was like some greatness there. But I think the thing that was really amazing is I actually didn't start gaining weight until I tried to. And I want y'all to sit in that for a second. I didn't start gaining weight until I tried to. Now, a lot of people might be like, what? Yes, it wasn't until I got a trainer and she was like, okay, leading up to this fitness, this is how I want you to eat. And she sent me my nutrition plan. It wasn't a diet necessarily. It's a diet because it has the food, but it was a nutrition plan. And for the first time ever, my cravings went away after like 2 weeks of doing that, because I was just like, I'm doing a healthy bulk. So a lot of people, when they do bodybuilding, they eat, just to basically put on size, lots of protein, carbs at the right times of day, and protein shakes and some supplements and some, you know, just some things that I need for my body to stay feeling great. And I gained weight that way. And it was incredible. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm gaining weight on purpose and I'm not stressed. And then I got to be 220 pounds and I was able to celebrate the fact that I was 220 pounds. I, in the past, would have completely been destroyed every night when I went to bed if I got on the scale and I knew I was 220 pounds. But something was different about this. And it was, I was doing it on purpose. I was doing it for me. I was doing it for a purpose. And it was amazing and wonderful and freeing. And so, first and foremost, that's why I really enjoyed training and eating. And I'm enjoying it, because it would be this hour now and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so hungry, if I wasn't fasting. And I spent a lot of time trying not to eat. And now I'm doing a podcast with y'all, and I'm literally like, I literally have to eat during this podcast because it's the only time I have it. Anyway, I want you guys to sit there and think about that for a second. When is the last time, when it came to weight loss or your weight, you actually felt like you were in control? The food wasn't in control. The book wasn't in control. The workout wasn't in control. Like, you are completely in control. And you're like, not just in control of how much you want to lose or gain or maintain, you're in control of the emotions behind the feelings of what's happening. So like, I get on a scale now, and if I see 220, I'm in control of the fact that I'm pissed that I'm not 222 yet. Because I, you know, back in the day, I would get to 220 in 2 weeks. And actually, I would get to 220 in days, but in a really unhealthy way. And now I'm 220 and I'm like, how the hell am I going to gain, you know, 10 more pounds? I don't know how I'm going to do it. And it's just so different, because I'm in control of the emotion. I'm in control of the food. I'm in control of the fitness. Well, I have a trainer. But the last thing that's like really important that I'm in control of is the joy. There's no negative stress that comes from the process I'm doing right now. And that all began with me giving myself time and saying, taking 6 weeks to heal your body and taking 6 weeks to stop working, stop fitnessing like crazy, was going to be an incredible decision for myself and for my mental health. When it comes to mental health, in that time that I had off, I was actually thinking to myself, it's been a really long time since I had a therapist that I could really go to in person. Now, you all know, Trust and Believe is sponsored by BetterHelp, so I definitely have utilized the service before, and it's amazing, especially if you don't have time to go to therapy, if you need it on the go, if you need it quickly, you know, within 48 hours, it's all really great. But to have a therapist for me to go to, and again, to take that time for myself to seek out a therapist, to do the research, the journey itself to find a therapist was amazing. I literally slowed down my life and I had one session so far, and I'm so upset because I can't wait to the next session. I think he was happy to have me as a client. I found him online. Unless he looked me up, there's no way he would know who I am, which I don't think therapists do that. But he was happy to have me because I said, you know, I'm in a really happy place in my life and I want to sustain that. And so I said to him during my therapy session, I said, what I try to get people to do when they have this goal of either losing weight or their mental fitness is I want them to try to sustain that, which is a lot of times the hardest, because we put most of our goals on a number or a date or a situation like a wedding or a vacation. And so we get there, but we don't really understand how to sustain it. And I said to him, I want to sustain my happiness. And so I wanted to come here and figure out how to do that. And I can't even tell you how incredible the first session was. I didn't cry, which was like weird because I cry when I'm happy too, but I don't think I cried. I don't remember.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But I say all that to say, all of that progress from a weight gain, I should say, I guess I would say it's from the loss of letting weight stress me out, to hiring a trainer, to eating more than I ever have before on purpose, to getting a therapist. Like, these are things that if you not do bodybuilding like me, but if you really take control over what it is that you want for yourself and the emotion that supports that and the emotion that you create, which means you are in control of that emotion. If you actually do these things and take that moment and say, I'm not going to work out for a week. I'm not going to work out for 2 weeks. I'm going to work for my mental health. I'm going to eat really healthy. I won't lose these gains. I want to slow down. I want to start again or restart or start here, because it's not really starting again or restart or reset. It's kind of like you're going. And whether you are an insane workout person or you are somebody who's middle of the road and you're like, I just do the best that I can do, or maybe you haven't worked out in a while, it's still continuing that journey, but like thinking about how you are starting here and starting right now. And so I want you to think about that for a second. When's the last time you took that moment to say, I'm not going to stress about the weight. I'm not going to stress about how many times I've worked out in a day. I'm not going to stress about all these other things. I'm just going to take control. That doesn't mean you can't continue to work out and do this process. So the next thing I want to share, which is really important and really personal, is throughout the process of dealing with the shoulder injury. And I was actually talking about this today with a body worker friend of mine, not realizing how this shoulder that hurt actually releases more cortisol and it creates stress in the body in places. Just not even like you're mentally stressed, even though that was a part of it. It's just that your body is stressed. And so when I work out, because I have a bone spur here, I had a bone spur here, I have a bone spur here that's not hurting. I have flat feet that I wasn't utilizing correctly. My body is creating stress because it's overcompensating in so many different areas. There's so many times when my trainer has to like twist my hips. I think I'm flat dead on. And she was like, you're not putting the energy in that left knee because you're overcompensating for it. So your right side. And so we did this VMO test today and it was, you know, amazing and just interesting. You know, I found like the stress, my sex drive was a little bit lower. Or if a kid is listening to this, you might want to pause it or put some AirPods in. As a 44-year-old man, I started realizing that my erections weren't up to par. They were completely fine, but they just weren't. I'm like, something's a little off. And so I just kind of like was understanding that and monitoring it. And then I just wasn't afraid to reach out to a friend and was like, I think I need testosterone support. And I went to my doctor, I got a full panel. And upon getting the results and looking at it, I was able to go to a place called Herzog Vitality Center in Dallas, Texas, through recommendation of my friend Melissa McAllister. And I got on testosterone. I got testosterone pellets put in my body. It's a really interesting, crazy experience. So I'm not doing injections. I'm not doing lotions. I have testosterone. That was a 5-minute surgical procedure that the testosterone releases through my body. So I feel really great. And then like within a couple of weeks, my sex drive like really kicked into gear. I also now take some peptides, one that helps with regenerative therapy. So it helps me recover quicker. And also have a peptide that helps me release human growth hormone for my pituitary gland, naturally, not the fake stuff, not the stuff that you shouldn't take. So I'm taking all these things and I'm starting to feel different. I'm starting to feel stronger. I also take my Energize prior to my workouts, which really helps me with my pre-workout. I'm taking lots of vitamins. I'm doing more protein shakes. But I just think it's really important for me to share, because a lot of women talk about hormone replacement or hormone imbalance or hormone changes. And guys don't really talk about it a lot. There are a lot of guys that are at the gym and they take testosterone, maybe because it was low, maybe because they just wanted to, you know, pump them up a little bit. And no one talks about it. And I kind of get annoyed because I'm like, I know what a natural completely natural body looks like. And I also know when someone's taking like supplements, and I'm like, let's normalize, you know, the healthy way to and organically take supplements that's going to help you be stronger, have a healthier mind. Because that's the other thing that testosterone does. It makes you happier, gives you more energy. It increases your libido. I know women who take it. And I feel like it should be a normal thing for us to really understand. And so I'm just really happy to, I don't even want to say admit it, but tell you guys that I'm doing that, because there'd be times where I would ask guys, and I even met a dude. I was like, what do you take? And they're like, and I'm like, do you take this? And they're like, no. I'm like, are you on testosterone? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with saying it? Now I'm, you know, for me, in my gym that I go to, literally in the stalls or the urinals, it has, want to boost your results, testosterone. I don't know if it says replacement, but it, you know, it's like you get tested and we test it and we figure out if it's something you need and how you can benefit. So I just want to say, for me, Herzog Vitality Center was amazing. They send me stuff when I need it. And the process is pretty simple for me. I do 2 injections, 1 in the morning, 1 at night. And like I said, my testosterone pellets are in my body. So that releases over the course of, I'll reach my max results in a couple of weeks, my max energy. And then it stays in my body for, I think, 5 or 6 months. And then I'm going to monitor that. And then I'll decide if I do want to do injections or if I do want to take the lotion. And the reason why I want to be very honest in saying this is because I'm 44 years old. Like, I'm not 29 anymore. And I do want to look good. So there's nothing, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say I want to look good still, but I definitely felt some body fat in different places in my body. My estrogen was a little high and I'm like, I don't want to look like that, you know? And if I can get some blood work and it tells me that this is where I can use support, I'm going to do it. And I think for me, mentally, I was hesitant to go this route is because when I was, you know, 29 or 32, and I had this like incredible body, I was like, I'm 100% natural. But I'm like, okay, you're 44. You'll be 44 May 2nd. And like, it's okay. Now, somebody like Scott, perfect example. He's completely different than me. He doesn't feel like he needs it at all. And that's great. And so I also want to say that there are people out there who don't need it. You may not need it. But I do think that women and men should really monitor that. And if you haven't gotten a hormonal panel done. I got 9 vials taken out of my body. I just think it's really important for you to get. In addition to that, I also think people should take, if you have an IV therapy place near you, that's really important. Cryotherapy, red light sauna, hyperbaric chamber, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, all of these things work wonders for change. And they have really scientific backing behind how some of these things work. Of course, there are people out there who would disagree with everything you say. You can do research beyond what I'm telling you, but I'm just letting you know that I think it's okay if you seek out scientific help, talk to your doctor. There's even places where you can go get your blood pricked out of your finger, and you can do this online too, and it tells you your blood type. And you can then get a book, or if you go to a location and that person can tell you, these are the foods you need to stay away from. Anyway, I just wanted to update you guys. For me, taking time off was just really amazing to help me enhance my mentality about weight. Right now, I am 220 pounds. I have a little bit of work to do here. I know y'all probably think I'm crazy, but I just feel really good. So I changed my nutrition. I got a trainer. I changed my mentality. I got a therapist. I got some hormone blood work, and now Herzog Vitality Center has really enhanced my life as well. And so, you know, and then I use, like I said, I still use my Energize Beachbody supplement. I still have, you know, I just don't think you should be afraid to do what you need to do to make you feel good, to make you look good. But ultimately, like I said, when it came to weight, to be in control of your emotional stability, it is so important for you to do. And with that said, I want you to stay tuned. I really want you guys to send us some questions. Check the show notes for our email support. You can go to YouTube if you're not watching this on YouTube. Leave some questions about it, and I think it'll be really good. So we're going to put the Herzog Vitality Center link in there. If you call them, let them know that I told you to call. I get nothing from it. So this isn't like a affiliate link. I get nothing from it. I just think they're amazing because my friend recommended them to me. And so go to your doctor if you feel like you need more energy. Even women, if testosterone is a possibility, don't be afraid to ask. Guys, if you're getting older, or if you know your husband complains about his weight or body fat, and you know he's working hard, and you, or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whoever, if you just know that somebody out there is struggling, just, it's fine. Like, I think you should do it. I'm in a place in my life where I'm doing it. And so I feel like I can tell you it's something to at least seek, even if you don't do it. Continue to trust and believe in who you are. I would love to answer more questions about this. And I'm just so happy to be able to share that update with you guys. And I hope you got a lot out of it. And if you would just recommend this particular podcast to someone who you know is struggling with weight, energy, mental health, food, maybe they're interested in bodybuilding, you know, let them know. I appreciate you guys. My name is Shanti. Always trust and believe in who you are.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.